The Sup guys, great to be here in Washington where I truly belong. Look, I'm sorry the referendums back home were such a double disaster. Ooh. Frankly, I don't know what Roderick O'Gorman was thinking.
But Taoiseach, you personally led the campaign and offended carers during that interview on the 6 o'clock show on Virgin Media.
No, I don't think it's my fault. It's just the Ballymount roundabout curse. I mean, every time I'm interviewed by some former rugby stud turned light entertainment host, I just freeze, like my eyebrows in the last year. Hello to all the international press who are here, BTW.
Yeah, there's no media outside Ireland actually covering these visits, Kotish.
It's so great to have this platform on the world stage for Ireland to showcase its enormous influence in America.
It's only Irish hacks. There's nobody here for the world.
Each year, we give the president a bowl of shamrock in the Oval Office. And in return, we let America do what it likes with Shannon Airport and its companies to dry hump our tax system.
How is it good if in return for a gift, we have to keep giving them whatever they want?
My first engagement is to have a socially awkward breakfast with Kamala Harris. I have so much in common with the Veep, personally. She's the least popular occupant of her office too, and also doesn't care. Her only achievement is standing next to a befuddled old man in order to win power, to which I say, OMG, samesies. Hi, Micheál.
Are you planning to say very angry things to Joe Biden about Gaza later on, Kotish?
Absolutorama. The aim is to go super viral. I mean, it's been ages since I went viral. And that last time was an accident and also private. Moving on. Yeah, so I can promise you will actually mean the anger, even though it'll be hard to tell since I can't frown anymore. Again, for private reasons we won't go into today.
What would it take for you to stop criticising Israel on the global stage?
A ceasefire. Or let's be honest, if Israel just started buying loads of beef, cheese or crisps, we'd afford them the same blind eye we give our other trading partners who chop off heads or don't let women leave the house or whatever. There's an awful lot to be said for sales of condensed milk, lads.
I don't feel well.
Right, just record me saying stuff about supporting undocumented Irish and then, minus any self-awareness, I'll talk about how we don't have any more room for immigrants coming to Ireland because...
Because you failed to build any houses after 13 years in power.
Because Roderick O'Gorman. Yes, he's to blame for that too. Anyway, don't forget, I'll be in an Irish bar this weekend pretending to watch rugby again, so be sure to publish the usual stage photo that I'll have one of my hangers-on take.
You don't even like sport, just give it up, man.
If I look bored in the pic, it's only the naturally pained expression that comes from wearing a jersey three sizes too small for me.
Taoiseach, can I ask about the
All
situation?
Right, everyone, it's Paddy's weekend in America, which means only one thing. Enterprise Ireland must have a free bar somewhere around the corner. Ciao for now.
Welcome along to the 240 here at Cheltenham. They're lining up for an old favourite, the Blame Game Referendum Stakes Double. Always an Irish winner in this one. Who could forget We All Partied, the legendary victor in 2009. Attorney General's advice is the favourite today, and I'm sorry we're just out of touch, is a non-runner. And they're off. Make Them Vote Again has taken an early lead, just a nose out in front of Lackluster Campaign. Make Them Vote Again, though, seems to have gone out a bit early. I see Lisa Chambers is unsteady on Yes, Yes. A bit of hesitancy there from Lisa Chambers. She's having a good look around her before going on. Blame Roderick is in the lead now. Blame Roderick under a heavy whip from Leo Varadkar's stable. He had two horses in this one. Blame Roderick and I'm Not Their Mammy. Unusually ridden by two senators, that one, but neither have shown up today. Saying one thing but doing another is in and around the middle there. Hard to see who's on that. Oh, it's Lisa Chambers as well, my word. She's hoping to win by riding two horses. Interesting tactic there. Attorney General's advice is a faller. It's a faller. Hit the ditch. There's a lot of angry punters on that one. Coming up on the inside, it's Woke Gallery Greens, ridden by Willie O'Dea. You Willie O'Dea usually seen riding Perfect Hindsight. Perfect Hindsight hasn't been seen in a while, but it's Woke Gallery Greens there. Ivana Bacik is gaining ground now. She's got all her hopes on Lackluster Campaign. She doesn't look like her heart is in it, though. She's pulled up. She's pulled up. Lackluster Campaign is hoping no one has spotted her. It's Blame Roderick, Woke Gallery Green, saying one thing but doing another. Way, way out the back is Mary Lou. Very quiet there, on Nothing to Do With Me. Yes, Yes has gone down. That's a bad fall for Lisa Chip. Lisa Chambers, though, still in the races, still in the race, making a move on Saying One Thing But Doing Another. She didn't expect to be still in it,
leadership, and all the others have slowed down, and by accident now she's going to win this by a head. Lisa Chambers couldn't make up her mind there, and so she is the winner on Saying One Thing But Doing Another, and will be in the parade ring as the winner of the Blame Game Referendum Stakes Double. The 240 here at Cheltenham, brought to you by our big bet partners, DontMentionAddiction.com.
Hello, New York!
Return of the Mac. Ready to shake hands, to shake buckets, and to shake my booty to Danny Boy.
Well.
So the wealthy Yanks will write out checks. We'll call it a shamrock shakedown.
Only maybe just don't call it that.
Just think, Pierce. Mm. This could be my last trip here as a pastiche tiche.
For sure.
Next year, I'll be Madam Taoiseach, living it up in fancy DC digs. Oh, and I won't have to say Brits out anymore.
Well, we've stopped saying that over here anyway in recent years. Boss.
Do you think the Yanks would even notice when I come back as the actual Taoiseach and not the pastiche Taoiseach?
What do you mean?
I mean, most years they seem to think I'm the leader of Ireland anyway.
Oh, right.
When they're asking, do we have running water yet, and is our currency in potatoes?
Oh.
And I'm like, yeah, whatever you think, just sign over the cash, biatch.
Anyway, boss, here's the itinerary for the weekend.
Let me guess. Afternoon tea with Sarah Jessica Parker?
No.
She's always up in Donegal, isn't she?
Yeah.
And the husband has a conviction. Oh, the bang of shinner off her.
Well, no, it's not her. You're going to be addressing...
A room full of Irish Americans with bulging checkbooks and enlarged prostates?
No, Ibeck you're addressing...
Sorry?
You're addressing Ibeck, boss.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. I'd forgotten we've bounced all our old values and are going hard centrist now. Okay, let's go. Let's go.
I've got your speech here.
Which is why if anyone ever denies that Ireland is the best small country in the world in which to do business, I say to them, I beg your pardon, I think you'll find it is. Thank you, folks. Chucky our business lobby. Thank you, thank you.
That went really well, boss. I'll make sure any clips of you laughing prosperously with IBEC execs is scrubbed from any social media.
Superb. Get me into the car for Washington, yeah? I'm so wiped.
You've been absolutely fantastic, boss.
Mm-hmm.
Just think this time, 2025, you in the Oval Office.
A dream come true, no doubt.
Of course, sadly it's more likely you'd be visiting you-know-who rather than... Are you okay, boss? Your eyelids are sort of... Boss?
It's a
Are you awake or...
It's a tremendous...
Hello, boss. Boss.
It is a tremendous honour. And a personal thrill to finally be here in the White House with you, Mr. President.
Bigly.
Wait, what? Where's Joe?
The Irish toast shop Melanie Lou is welcome. We get so much in common.
Sir, we do?
Both of us Republicans. We're both opposed to the lying EU and crooked NATO.
Well, now...
We've both said nice things about Russia.
But
Russia.
To be fair, we wiped our internet history since then.
The woke media is so biased, so nasty against both of us. So horrible.
Well, the spindo can
But when people say not nice things and they do, it's terrible. It's true, but they do. We just sue them, don't we?
Oh, God, I don't feel well.
Remind me of your policy. On immigrants again.
Let's just get on with this before I barf, Mr. President.
Yes, Melanie Lou.
I can't believe I'm doing this, but...
Come on, we got lunch with Secretary of State Taylor Greene after this. Spit it out.
Oh, God, no. Will you buy some Irish steaks from us, President?
Bigly!
We also have some yogurts and UHT to flog. Here's a bowl of shamrock. Oh, God, I think I'm going to throw up.
So long as you don't ruin my new rug, it's got Robert E. Lee's face on it.
Oh, God.
It's a beauty. It's a terrific piece. Beautiful.
I don't see much more in the broadsheets about my frantic dash to the hospital, Sabina.
You're well again now, my man-eating.
But I'm sure my subjects have thought of nothing else since.
Well, we all know how you don't like to make a scene.
And where are all my get-well cards? I saw the mountains the hoi polloi sent to King Charles.
He's battling cancer. It's hardly the same.
And I was in hospital, an Irish hospital. Didn't you see the cut of the place with its broken staff? I was lucky I didn't catch
humility?
Sepsis or a superbug? A coronavirus?
Right. No more news for you until you talk it a bit more gobogge. Here, I'll give you the entertainment supplement.
Is that an oral supplement or must one drop one's breech to...
Newspaper supplement.
Oh, yes. Ugh, more stuff about the British royals. Kate hasn't been seen since her hospitalisation.
Oh, no.
There's all sorts of conspiracy theories. Well, I mean, sometimes months go by without my public receiving a glimpse of moi. Where are my conspiracy theorists?
The loonies say they replaced Kate with a body double. I mean, that would hardly be believable in your case.
Maybe I've been, what is it again, off secretly having a, what does this say? A BBL. What is a BBL when it's a while, yeah?
I'd worry for your blood pressure if I told you.
Still, look at the fabulous coverage. Perhaps I should release a photoshopped picture posing with Mishnock. Are there even any photoshops left open these days? Or
that's enough news now. You've got a lovely relaxing weekend ahead. Let's focus on that.
Yes, yes, I suppose. What's on the itinerary?
First, the rugby.
Great. Ugh. The team of yucks who bottled it yet again.
But the rugby crowd always cheer for you.
Only because they're drunk on some corporate tab.
Then on Sunday you get to watch the parade.
Oh, is it that time of year again already? Watching hours of marching bands followed by €3 million worth of grants for papier-mâché garbage, studiously avoiding making any sort of point about anything.
And don't forget, the ministers are all abroad.
All of them?
Yes, all. Which makes you...
the designated survivor. I mean, I'd be in charge if something were to happen, like, I don't know, some sort of half-defrosted stew gave the lot of them a fortnight of the galloping skitters. Oh, the things one would do, Sabina.
Solve the housing crisis. Fix health under socialist rule.
Oh, no. I was thinking far bigger. Solving the Gaza crisis.
That would really show Varadkar and those...
by writing another intemperate memorandum.
Oh.
But first, I think I'll have my tea in the reading room. Not too hot. A little custard cream on the doily on the side. You know, the ones with Che Guevara's silhouette.
I see.
And then a bath. Yes, yes. Then hate watch Mr. Keelty catch up on some Married at First Sight Australia, followed by bed.
What a revolutionary.
It's time to go to a roundup of the St. Patrick's Day parades from across the country as we join our regional correspondents who are finally taking time off from hoping for grisly murders to happen just so they can get done the news. And we begin with our Southern Chorus despondent.
I am become death, destroyer of worlds, was the Oppenheimer-related theme of this year's Cork parade. Killian Murphy, the real capital's most famous son, even if he hasn't lived here since before Panna was pedestrianised, was celebrated in a number of colourful floats. Lads and Langers was the title of the presentation from the Ballincollig Table Tennis Association, which recreated the hospital scene in 28 Days Later, in which Killian got his rebel member out. Disco Pigs was the pungent and barely controlled offering from the local Mockra, featuring quite literally pigs at a disco. Plastic Sheeting, Grand Parade, Grand Parade. Always eager to be the first parade of St. Patrick's Day, Dingle and Dangle were taking no chances this year. The town's parade got underway at 6 o'clock in the morning on March 18th last year, with local publican Nellie Fredigan walking the length of Goat Street on a continuous loop ever since then. Fairweather resident Killian Murphy's Oscar triumph was marked with a tribute to the peninsula's busy holiday season, as local refugee residents carried their belongings up the street in a symbolic nod of what they have to do during the Easter holidays or whenever someone books their three-star hotel for a wedding. Sean McIntyre, Dingle Dangan, all along the banks of the Wild Atlantic Way.
The Longford Parade got off to a lively start with the title sponsors Granard Granary and Vapes throwing free shamrock-shaped rock buns and green vapes into the overexcited crowd, forcing delighted members of An Garda Síochána to utilise tasers. Centre Park's sponsored activities proved a highlight, with children along the parade route ziplining from the roofs of the shops and pubs made derelict and abandoned thanks to the success of the corporate asset fund-owned Holiday Village. While Ballymahan's local witch, Mary Dunleavy, handed out free curses to anyone who looked at her crooked. And Father Mildrew thrashed people with daffodils for a fiver in aid of the local crack den. All in all, a memorable day in Longford, details of which are up for mention in the district court in April.
Who are you loyal to? Was the theme of the Thurles Parade, with Grand Marshal Shamey off the toy show leading a vibrant procession celebrating tribal rivalries and savage haircuts through the ages. Entertainers from the Bunratty Folk Park joined with local militia groups to recreate famous Midland skirmishes as children from the local primary schools enjoyed face painting and cyber bullying in this often confusing celebration of the past and the future. While the Tiptown Ukulele Orchestra played a barely recognisable version of Murder on the Dance Floor, which was then ceremonially booed by the Killinall ICA Recorder Band. Regional reporter wishing I'd taken the package in the well-hidden heartlands. Destination Ireland. A plucky little nation, Ireland is a small data centre park on the edge of Europe. 100,000 welcomes to everyone. Well, to anyone willing to pay a 10-euro pint who doesn't plan on staying too long.
Whoa, 1759? Right, it's the year the Guinness was founded. No, it's the number at the bottom of this check for these three chicken goujons.
What? You gotta be kidding me!
Experience the wild Irish outdoors, especially if you come here broke, because we'll give you a tent next to the scabies outbreak by the canal. Sadly, we've run out of shelter, unless you're coming with FDI, because we'll never run out of tax shelters. We're the people with the best sense of humour in the world. We built too many hotels and not enough houses, so hilariously, we now put all our homeless and refugees into hotels for insanely over-profitable contracts, breakfast included, arson optional. Our capital city is world-class, with bountiful public transport and ample toilet facilities, often in the same place.
Sorry, mate, do you know when there's any toilets around here?
Oh, surely. Do you see that laneway down there?
Yes, I go down the laneway, then what?
And you'll join the queue, I suppose.
You what?
Here's to the things that make us uniquely Irish. From cheeky teenage narcos on scooters to the trees chopped down for empty cycle lanes that choke the traffic commuters. From Molly Malone's overly fondled shrine to the fellas in the Jacks doing a Paddy's Day line. But what history? In 1916, a small band of rebels, including poets and teachers and actors, gathered in Dublin to dream of an Irish Republic equal to all. Failure meant they would be shot. In 2024, a small band of teachers, gombeans and election losers gather on expenses for slap-up meals and meaningless speeches. Failure for them, a lump sum and a pension for life. What a country! Ireland, a land of crack, tax and everything banjaxed. Happy Patrick's Day, you feckers.
Off the Ball on News Talk, brought to you by taking the stairs two steps at a time, because you're a man.
Hi everyone, it's Jer or Joe, one of those generic names anyway, here live from McSorley's, where rugby fans are mourning yet another loss. Guys,
our Grand Slam dream is dead, snuffed out like a candle in the wind.
Indeed, blokes of all backgrounds, races and creeds are lining up to pay their respects, including our own indistinguishable sidekicks. Lad,
yeah, we even brought a wreath with us today. Yeah, Reese Ruddock, you know, like Reese Ruddock.
Yeah, except he doesn't play for us anymore, so.
Ah, poor Reese. Too bad, too bad.
Yeah, rugby defeats, of course, are the only times when middle class men can show emotion. We found a bloke who's going to recite a poem.
Yeah, so conversion kick silence, guys.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Thanks, guys. Stop all the pints. Pretend to switch off your iPhone. Wow. Prevent the dog from barking with a juicy bone.
Juicy bone. I suddenly have a craving for chicken wings, man. Who's up for some wingaroonies?
Oh, yeah, I'll be your wingman anytime. Yeah.
Except we've 6 hours of radio to fill. You're going nowhere. So, who is actually to blame for Ireland's flop against England? Is it Andy Farrell? Is it the squad? What do we think?
Dude, this is rugby, not soccer. Yeah. It's never their fault.
No, no, no.
It's our fault.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, we should have created a better atmosphere in the Aviva. Yeah, it wasn't very team of us.
of us.
No,
was it?
No, no.
By the way, I want to give a special shout out to those two Fine Gael senators who skipped the referendum vote to go to the match. Some people call it skiving off your democratic duty.
Yeah.
I call it showing up for your country.
That's true.
Right.
True,
yeah.
Everyone, raise your high-no zeros
here.
To these high-no heroes.
Well
done. Now, of course, rugby is dead to us. Irish attention has turned to Cheltenham.
And since gambling sponsors have become tarnished in recent times, we've linked up with another tarnished brand.
Ryan, how are you, man?
Yeah, London calling. That's
wow.
Right. Paddy Power might be like a dirty word nowadays that few would associate with, but not I.
Oh.
Desperate times call for radio sponsors.
Jason, I'd actually forgotten about him.
Yeah, same. Didn't even notice the late had a new house, to be honest. It's like that time they changed the actress playing Pippa on Home and Away.
Oh, yeah, what was up with that?
Mad.
That's right, folks. I'm ditching the books and hitting the bookies.
Oh, God.
Gambling is fun. Yeah, wow.
Okay, and you're actually at Cheltenham.
Flying the flag for Ireland here. You know, so proud to be Irish, and I'm so Ireland. I love Ireland. Irish. I'll be telling the British folk here that Irish people will finally hear about this wonderful place thanks to my broadcast.
Yeah, I think most of our listeners are familiar with Cheltenham, Ryan.
Sorry, what?
Most of the people there are Irish.
Yeah, 90%.
Oh, hold on. You mean I'm not the first Irishman to come here?
No.
Oh, God, it's happening again. It's like my first few weeks in London.
Oh.
That means people will be familiar with the unpleasantness.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Okay, I gotta go, guys. Must find a bookies to take a shelter in. Paddy!
Can't believe the toy man is now the tote man. What?
Oh, nice.
Anyway, thanks to our online betting sponsor for that segment. Get an account now and delete it before your mortgage application.
Off the Ball, brought to you by falling asleep in your girlfriend's house after Sunday lunch to show how much of a roast beef beast you are.
Callan's Kicks!
Settle down. Look, it is bad enough for after getting lambasted by the voters in the referendums. But I can't even rely on ye to follow the party line. I'm giving you an especial frowny face, Senator Chambers, in terms of...
I voted with my conscience on the issues. After reading the Attorney General's advice...
It was leaked, of course, to the ditch. Yeah. And the Attorney General himself didn't seem to know what a durable relationship is.
You embarrassed our dear leader, Lisa. Canvassing for a yes vote and then you voted no. I can't believe you would do that.
I didn't really canvass in terms
yeah,
of...
Yeah, you were photoed in front of the posters with the words yes in them. You're an awful egot. We'll have to stop doing that double thing now, no.
Don't forget, she was handing out leaflets in the city centre as well.
Is that what they were for?
What?
Oh, I thought there was a sale in the ILAC centre.
At least John McGuinness had the courage to say he was voting no before the poll.
That's right.
In fairness, he always knifes me in the front as well as the back.
Anytime, Micheál, anytime.
But only fessing up that you voted no after you saw that the no side had won now.
Yeah, Daddy Michal's right. It's a bit like suddenly claiming to be a country music fan just because Beyonce's made an album.
If you don't understand Jack Schomer's reference there, insert your GA club of choice after reaching a surprise county final.
Look, there's no escaping the fact that the electorate has pulled the trigger on the woke brigade. It is time now to shut down McEntee's wokey hate speech laws for good.
You mean the bill that you've already voted for, will
it? It's an abomination. Twill criminalise decent people calling their neighbours a gowly gimp or a bony baxter. We need to get back to Fianna Fáil core values, like shiny suits or four funerals a week, moustaches dipped into cavalry dinners after the first entrance.
No. We need to refocus in terms of we've elections coming up. I mean, if Dara O'Brien would ever settle on a date for the locals in the name of...
It'll definitely be around June.
But we need clarifications in terms of the date of the...
It'll depend on the tides in Mallier. I mean, if there's a high evening tide, the gents floods in the Scaldy Jack, so it'll suit me to be the RDS instead. Anyway, I'm off to South Africa for Paddy's weekend. Does anyone know if you can bring a Vuvuzela and cabin luggage or what?
Actually, we probably all should get to the airport.
Yeah, but we've a couple of things to do yet. Stop now! All right, no running there. No, fecking feckers.
A week after wasting 20 million on a double referendum, the government blows more money gallivanting worldwide this week on their increasingly questionable St. Patrick's tradition, the expensive Egypt's Exodus. The Minister for Mishandling Riots, Helen McEntee, is in New York, where Gardaí were reportedly banned from this year's parade on Fifth Avenue.
This is not about Gardaí being sober and not giving GA players the bumps like last year. This is about a very small group of officers wreaking havoc on a bag of cans out of a 7-Eleven.
Minister, is this a less dangerous city than Dublin or...?
New York is safe. There's hardly any murders on four Mondays of the year by now.
Minister Eamon Ryan's jaunt to Brazil will produce 2 tons of emissions, significantly more than if we just posted that cardboard cutout that Michael O'Leary made of him.
I can understand that Ryanair is angry about the Dublin Airport green cap, but I think it's great. I got it in the gift shop in the Loop, and it's got this hilarious ginger wig and hilarious ginger beard attached. I slept the whole way here. I feel amazing.
Nobody's more suited to a day with the diaspora than Pascal Donoghue, the cabinet minister who was desperate to diaspora himself off to a job that pays $500,000 in the IMF. Instead, Pascal is still a minister and he's in Paris.
It is not true. I am not unhappy and I never ever wanted the big boy job anyway. Oh, who am I kidding? Of course I want out. Everybody wants to leave Fine Gael. Even Leo's eyebrows look desperate to get away. I'm so sad. I think my cheeks have finally undimpled.
And just when you thought South Africa hadn't suffered enough, Ireland sent them a whole weekend's worth of walking Roddy Doyle character Dara O'Brien.
Dara gets it done in the sun. Look at all these lovely corrugated iron houses here. Corrugated like hunky dories. What? Must put them on me next housing for all beer mat. It's bleeding sweltering out here, isn't it? I'm sweating balubas. Haven't chafed this much in me chinos since me J1 sharding. I suppose the limo ride's out of the question. What?
And so another year, another paltry set of excuses for sending gobshites around the world wasting thousands. Unless you truly believe it's essential for Ireland's trade market that Dara Cleary goes to Peru for a weekend, or Kieran O'Donnell to Slovakia, where no doubt they're asking the same thing you are right now. Who the hell is Kieran I've forgotten his name already. Anyway, 48 countries, 35 ministers, a Count Corla and an AG. Mihalahan, rolling my eyes inside a big machina's head. RT News.
Happy Patrick's Day!